Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Health and fitness has always been a passion for Chantel Foster. But it was after she became a Christian and weathered the storm of grief when her sister went home to heaven from lupus that her passion really took off. Chantel's world changed after seeing her sister's three daughters without their mother. It was like an epiphany, and Chantel realized the importance of fitness, that it was not just about what she looked like on the outside, but was about staying healthy and taking care of herself so that she could be around to take care of her own family, living God's purpose for her life. Chantel made the decision to fulfill her dream of sharing her heart and her knowledge and experience to help others reach their health, fitness, and life goals. I want to pause for a moment, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring together life experiences that our guests have gone through and connect them with you. But more than that, to go deeper and into the spiritual realm, because even with Chantel, she's experienced what it means to experience the strength, grace, and hope that is found through Jesus Christ. And her relationship with Christ has been made possible because of what Jesus did on her behalf, and on your behalf, and on my behalf. He died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, Jesus Christ rose from the grave. And the living Christ today has called Chantel and calls you and has even called Tracy Flores, who's in studio with us. Tracy was born on Guam and raised in Hawaii after graduating from the Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. Tracy moved back to Hawaii from New York to jump into what she didn't realize was actually her dream all along, to become a mother and wife. Now, helping her husband raise their two sons, Tracy also splits her time as a program analyst for the government and helping women achieve their business and professional goals through personal coaching and counseling. Together, this dynamic duo, Chantel Foster and Tracy Flores, are partners in the company Stronger Within, LLC, which they are going to explain to us about how it all came to be, how they became partners. A marvelous story of God's grace. Chantel and Tracy, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Chantel, where did you grow up?
I grew up on the island of Kauai. I'm part of a large family, and most of them lived on Kauai. So I moved.
What is your maiden name?
Wright.
Wright. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have a very close, large family on Kauai, being a country girl, you know, at the beach, picking taro, all of the above in the country. It was really a close-knit family that we had and enjoyed our weekends get-togethers. And I think from there, right as a young child, I experienced the genuine of unity, of family, of ohana, and how important it is.
Profound experience, having family. And then, sadly to say, not everyone can attest to that. Some people admire, almost like looking through the panes of a window shopping. They see it in other people's lives, but you've experienced it. Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Danny, I've been blessed with so many influence in my life. Of course, most and foremost, my mom and dad, who always were there to encourage me. Even though I was the worst, they always was there like, oh, good job, you know, just keep on going. You know, they were never one to give me any negativity. Sometimes I needed that. I needed that extra push. But growing up, my mom and dad was always there to encourage. And as I grew up, I looked around and I've seen friends and coworkers. And we do have, I call it an encouragement deficit. Like a lot of people would say, that person knows that she's loved, or that person knows that she's valued, but in actuality, they need to hear that. And I remember writing a devotion, and the title was "Encouragement Deficit in This World," and God wants us to continue to encourage, even though we think they know. It's super important for us to just say it. I didn't realize that until I started practicing that. And I would get texts and emails and saying, you know what, that word of encouragement, that little word of saying good job or you're beautiful or you're valued, really, really made my day. And, you know, I'm just so thankful that God gives me that opportunity every day to do.
And I want to thank you right now for reminding me about that. And that we all can be vessels or a conduit of, you know what, when you encourage, you give people hope.
Absolutely.
You give them hope. And I think if people hang around you, that encouragement deficit will turn into an encouragement overflow.
Yes, amen.
How about you, Tracy? I mentioned Guam. You grew up, you were born on Guam, grew up in Hawaii. Take us back. Where did you grow up in Hawaii?
So I'm from Waipahu. My dad was actually in the Navy, and so I was born in Guam because that's where we were stationed at the time. And so we moved back here to Hawaii, and this is where I was born. And so Waipahu is where I grew up.
A Waipahu girl goes to New York and graduates from Syracuse University. Incredible. How did you end up going to Syracuse?
See, I always knew, I think in high school I was determined that I would go into communications. And being that Newhouse School was one of the best schools for communications, that's where I chose. And I just prayed about it and just let God know the requests of my heart and just was determined to reach that goal. And I was blessed to be able to do that. My sister actually helped. My sister and my parents helped to get me there. I actually went to Leeward Community College first and transferred there, so I was blessed to be able to have that opportunity.
You know, to have a goal, and to be so young, to have a goal and to aspire to it and then work towards it, to persevere and to do it. Well, your family must be so proud of you.
Oh, yes, yes.
And what an example you are to so many.
And that's something that I really love to emphasize to my sons, too, that if they have a dream or a goal, whatever they want to be, that they should put it in a book, they should pray about it and have that vision before them so that they don't forget. So anything that they pray about and anything that they put before them, anything that they have a vision of, that I let them know that you can have it. And once you pray that to that and you let God know the requests of your heart.
See, she's giving you, our listener, she's giving you some insight into what she shares with Madden and Maxwell, her boys. And, you know, when they grow up being weaned on those kinds of words, they'll grow up with a large capacity as well. Praise the Lord for both of you. Well, who would you say, Tracy, influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would say it would be my parents, both my parents. Since we moved back and forth from Guam and Hawaii, and they also divorced at a young age when I was maybe about fifth grade. And so that also took a toll on my perception of marriage and how, so growing up in a household, you know, full of love, they always never lacked in anything. They always provided, they were always so encouraging and pushed me towards, you know, fulfilling whatever goals that I had. How they divorced when I was in fifth grade, that made me think, you know, when I get married, it's going to be for once and for all. Like, so I have to wait and make sure that the person that I choose to be with, he really is the one.
So you had a resolve early on, made a decision, which brings to mind, how did you become a Christian?
My aunt prayed for me, and she brought my mom and me and my sister to church at Word of Life when it still looked like a warehouse back then. And so I was born again at an early age, but then, you know, growing up through high school and intermediate and then college, I had my what people call their worldly tour. But then I finally had the epiphany to come back and rededicate my life to Christ when I was already married, and I was actually having some problems in my marriage. And that was lowest point in my life. And that's what made me really realize, you know, what's the most important thing in my life? What's the thing that I need to really seek for? I mean, because if my marriage is going to fail, you know, what else can I count on? If this is the thing that I was counting on all this time, what's going to complete me if a person can't, you know, what will? And that's when I had the ultimate epiphany, which was, you know, God, it's having the revelation of the Redeemer that, you know, and once you capture his love, you realize that's the only love that you need. And that's what completes us.
You're speaking about a subject, an experience that, sadly to say, but it's real. Many people go through it. Many listening can say, oh, I felt that way or I feel that way right now. But God knows that, and so he sends you, and he sends Chantel to come and talk story, talk heart to heart, and share the things that God has done. He made a difference in your relationship with your husband, obviously.
Definitely.
And I want to find out, Chantel, how you became a believer. When we come back, let's talk more. Chantel Foster and Tracy Flores. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yeah, it's called an epiphany. It's that moment, you know, it's that moment when the light bulb goes on. And there's a realization in your soul. I mean, it's so clear. You know that you know that you know why you're here, what's going on, and what God is doing. And with it comes a incredible feeling of hope and purpose, because suddenly you realize that all the pain, all the brokenness, the things that have gone on in the past, even that can be useful for what God has for you in the future. And in fact, to the point where you wouldn't be who you are today with the depth and understanding and grace that you have if you hadn't gone through all of that. And because God somehow kissed you and allowed that or caused that to be, all of a sudden it becomes an asset in your life. But then you've experienced, yeah, an epiphany. You've experienced the marvel of what it means to have the purpose of God for your life. And you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. I'm here with Chantel Foster and Tracy Flores. Before our break, we were talking with Tracy about a moment in her life and in her marriage where she experienced an epiphany moment. I want to go back there. If you're tuning in right now, by the way, you can get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go ahead and get the podcast for free. Listen to it. Enjoy it. Pass it on to a family member or a friend. And to find out more about Chantel and Tracy and their company, Stronger Within LLC, visit strongerwithin.com. Strongerwithin.com. Tracy, let's go back. You talked about this moment in your marriage. You went through a rough time. Take us back. What happened?
So I was having some issues with my marriage, and I see it as the lowest point in my life. I was having issues also with my career and, of course, my self-esteem, because sometimes that is linked to, you know, your marriage. I mean, women, they get their self-esteem. They build their self-esteem from what their husbands tell them and how their husbands, what their husbands say to them. And I guess I just wasn't really, my self-esteem was, it was almost non-existent. And I was looking for something, like something was missing. And so we were on the brink of divorce, and I think it was near Christmas time, and I attended church with my aunt and my family and my mom. And so they had an altar call to, you know, to rededicate your life. And, you know, if you're going through something, and of course they were, and whenever people go to church, whenever they're going through something, they kind of feel like the service is all about them. And so, you know, going up to the altar call, I was just thinking about how everything just became clear that, you know, it's not my husband that completes me, which was something that I thought. I think I made the mistake of thinking, you know, this, everything in my life is all about, you know, my husband. This is who I need to put all my trust in. And of course I trust my husband. But that's not who we need to put our trust in. I realized that we need to put all our trust in God, and that's who the one that, you know, will never ever forsake us and never disappoint us. And that's the person, I mean, he's the one who will fill our hearts and complete us. And it's not another being, although they'll complement our lives, of course. They're not the ones who will complete us.
You mentioned something, Tracy, that I think it merits a bit of a segue, parenthetical note here in our time. I want to just speak to, along these lines, speak to the men who are in our listening right now. Men, we hold within our hands it's a grace, it's a power, it's a gravity that God has entrusted to us to really build our wives. It's the words that we share. Some of us may be less or more eloquent than others, but it's not that. It's even the heart, the spirit, the words that we use. It doesn't have to be long, extended sentences, but the words telling your wife how lovely she is, how beautiful she is, how grateful you are to her. We should do that. And we don't do it enough. I don't do it enough. Let's do more of that. As fathers, we hold within our hands an authority given by God to speak into the lives of our daughters, to tell them how wonderful and gifted they are that God has made them. Let's share that with them. And not only our daughters, but our sons as well. They need to hear that, we rough house with them, roll around on the ground and give them noogies or whatever things we do. But they also need to know that we love them and that we have a tenderness. So I just felt, Chantel, Tracy, this I needed to speak to my friends, the men in our audience. Chantel, what about you? How did you become a Christian?
It was about 12 years ago. I just moved from Kauai, moved to Oahu because of my job. And my maybe about 6 months after moving here, my sister was diagnosed with lupus. So she was medevaced from Kauai to here. And prior to that, we were never close. We didn't have a close relationship. We were both Catholics, and we didn't have a relationship with Jesus. So we didn't have a strong relationship until she came here. She got medevaced, and I would go visit her, and she would say things like really out of the ordinary. She wasn't the Crystal, my sister, that I knew who she was. She would request a Bible. She requested a Bible to read, and I was like, "What? What are you talking about?" You know? She goes, "No, you know." And if anybody knew my sister, she would be one to really. She's very vocal, so she would have naturally said, "Just get me the Bible, or else," you know. But I just saw the change in her heart. Like, "No, can you really get me a Bible? I'm serious. I want to read it." And so I said, "Okay, whatever." So, you know, I went there. She was in the hospital, I think, approximately 2 weeks. And I would go every night. And every night I could sense something different. You know, she wasn't that really vocal person or that hard-hearted. Or, you know, she would just say things that would be out of context. And I just saw that change. And I didn't know why. But I know that God orchestrated that. When I look back now, He sent people from New Hope to pray for her. And I remember around her bed, we were all holding hands, and there were like a sense of, I wanted to like really bawl and cry, and I didn't want to, and I couldn't understand why I wanted to, but it was uncontrollable. And so I fought it super hard, and I was just thinking, what's going on? You know, I'm seeing this change, and I couldn't understand it. Well, after that, my sister was discharged, and she was going to just spend a couple days with me until she went back home to Kauai. And so prior to leaving, she asked me if she wanted to go and visit a church. And then I look back at it, and it's just really crazy. But I said, "You know, Crystal, I just moved here, and I don't know where I'm going. I'm a country girl. I only had no two lanes. I'll just try to take you." And I knew in my heart that I was just going to get lost easily, and it was going to be done. I didn't have to go to church with her. She wasn't going to go to church, and it was done. But I could not believe. I don't know. I took this Vineyard exit. I was just driving anywhere, and on the right side was Farrington High School. I don't know how I got there. But my sister's like, "Shan, it's right there." And I got like really freaked out. I was like, "What?" And I was like, "Oh, okay. So, you know, okay, we have to go there, right?" And when we got in there, I remember seeing Pastor Roy Yamamoto, who came to the hospital to pray for my sister. I didn't know him, never met him. This church is huge, and I see him in the parking lot directing traffic, right? So I was there, and I was like, "Okay, you know." And so he took us in church, and I wanted to stay all the way in the back. I didn't want to go in front. So happened we were in the second row. I don't know how we got there, and the worship starts. And I remember the song was "As for Me and My House," and I fought my crying again. I was like, "What is going on with me? I'm just such a crybaby. I just want to bawl. I want to cry." And I fought it through the whole time. I didn't want to cry. I didn't know what was going on. And after As for me and my house, I looked to the right at my sister, and she was full on worshiping the Lord, and I just lost it. And that day I gave my heart to the Lord.
It's obvious the remembrance has a deep swell of emotional content. And when we share our hearts like the way you both are, it's easy to know that God is using you even right now to touch the hearts of our dear listeners. And you know, when you're hearing Tracy and Chantel, and the Lord moves in your heart, you might not even understand why or how you're feeling the way you're feeling. But the Lord is moving in your life. The Spirit of God is touching you with His love. He's reaching out to you and calling you. Jesus is calling you to Himself. Whatever it is that you're facing, whatever challenge might be at this season in your life, come to Christ. Look at these women. Beautiful, strong, stronger within. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro,
The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Chantel Foster is an active participant and supporter of nonprofit organizations such as Messengers of Hope, New Hope Oahu, Hula Ministry, CHOA, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, the American Heart Association, and Got Your Six, which helps veterans transition into civilian life. Chantel Foster, I want you to write down or make a note of this in your mind. It's very easy to remember. StrongerWithin.com. StrongerWithin.com. It's profound, but it's also simple. The profundity of which these women are going to explain to us how they got the title, the name of their company, what they're doing, what it's all about, and what's the real purpose, the heart of what they feel God wants them to do. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Chantel Foster and Tracy Flores are here with me today and talking about the marvelous things that God has done and continues to do in their lives. Chantel, Stronger Within, how did it come to be? I'm looking at someone born in Guam, born on Kauai. One goes to New York, to Syracuse University, but you're here together because of this company that God has led you to partner in. Take us back.
Well, I've been working out for over 20 years, and I guess in my mid-30s, I remember God speaking to me and saying, Chantel, why aren't you sharing this? Why aren't you sharing your gift or what you know? I've been molding you, mentoring you, and why are you just attending classes? I want you to be a leader. I want you to share. So for a season, I did attend Leeward Community College, and I went into the business technology program, and I learned a lot about management and business presentations, as well as a lot of update of the computer programs. So during that season, I felt like I built that confidence in where I was able to do public speaking, and I really enjoyed it. I found a passion for it, and it gave me like a confirmation in God saying, well, get out there. Go out there and use the gifts that I've given you and share it. So I've always loved the fitness. It's in my lifestyle. And 5 years ago, I got my license as a Zumba instructor, and I started teaching that, and that took me on a journey. And I felt like it was where I needed to be. People would come up to me and ask me questions, nutrition questions, or what I do, and how do I discipline myself, and what I need to do in staying motivated. And I shared all that because I knew I went through it, and I knew how to motivate and share and be disciplined. So God really took me to that journey, and then I started teaching boot camp and insanity. And I think this is where it all started. Working with the federal government, I met Tracy about 3 years ago, and we became friends immediately. And we just started talking, and we talked about the Lord, of course, all the time, and sharing, you know, all what He has done for us. And she encouraged me in teaching and sharing and evangelizing and just giving me all those ideas of what I need to do. And I was like, oh, okay. And of course, you know, the enemy comes in and saying you're not good enough, and he discourages you, and he said there's way too many people out there better than you, and all of that. And I just want to share that if God really shares your vision or your passion with you, go for it. Don't ever get discouraged or feel like you're not valued or you're not good enough, because He is giving you all that gifts. He is giving you all that passion in your heart, and all you gotta do is run with it. And that's what I did. I made that leap of faith, and I said, okay, I'm gonna do this. Lord, all I wanna do is be obedient to your call and just take me where you want me to be. Open the doors, open the opportunities, and I'll be obedient. And so when I started teaching Insanity, Tracy all of a sudden comes to my cubicle and said, Shan, I want to work out. I need to get better in my health and discipline. And the thing that really just put so much joy in my heart that she made that decision for herself. I was there to motivate her. I was there to help her. I was there to give her the drills and the exercises that make her sweat. But she made that decision from the beginning and saying, I am going to reach that goal. And that's the key to it all. And when I saw her and she came to all, you know, the morning classes and she was there at 5 o'clock in the morning, which is what time I teach classes. She's there 5 o'clock in the morning and working, working out and really trying her best. And just to see the accomplishments that she's been doing, it was just very joyful to my heart. And prior to that, I mean, after that, we started doing, she asked if she could build a website. Well, I asked her if she would be able to build my website at Stronger Within. And of course, with such a great heart, she's like, of course, I'll do it for you. And so it was one day she came over to my house and we were talking and she just started to cry. And I was like, what's happening? And she goes, you know, Shan, God really spoke to me and said that you're so great in fitness and health. And he asked me to partner with you because I want to be there as a life coach. I want to be there to help those who's hurt or broken. And I didn't even tell her that. But like 2 weeks prior to that, there was a student that came into my class. And after class, she sat with me and she just shared her heart. She shared her soul and she was saying that she wasn't valued by her husband. And she just felt like she was doing so many things and she was getting overwhelmed, but she tried her best in trying to please him and she, it wasn't good enough. And God gave me that opportunity to really listen to her and she was able to feel safe and share her heart and cry. And I cried with her. And then when I, after all of that, I asked her if I could pray for her. And right there and then when I prayed, it was just God's confirmation saying, this is where I want you to be. I don't want you to just teach a class. I don't want you to just go out and say, okay, let's do a drill or let's do a workout and have a good day, everybody. I want you to know everybody by their name. I want you to know and build the genuine relationships that I taught you. And I want you to be there and share my love. And I said, okay, Lord. And Tracy came and she shared that, you know, that she wanted to partner with me. And I was like, okay, God, thank you so much. I didn't know what he had in plan, but when Tracy came and she started to cry and saying that she needed to, it was her in obedience that she needed to partner with me. It was such a great moment.
Divine moment of partnership as the Lord has spoken to you. And oh, I can feel it. I'm not even a woman, and I can feel it. Now, what was going on in your heart, in your life at that time as God was doing this?
Well, with Chantel, our friendship grew very quickly. We were co-workers. And I saw that God was in her, that she truly is, you know, a wonderful creation in Christ. And she really helped me and motivated me through other challenges that I was going through. And so as we built that relationship, I saw that she, you know, was always very healthy and very fit. And so seeing that, when I made that decision within my own mind, I finally told her, you know, I'm Chantel, you know, I'm ready to change. You know, I'm not going to, you know, keep expecting things to change if I don't change. So I need you to help me, you know, do whatever it is, you know, to help me to make that lifestyle change so that, you know, my insides can match my outsides. You know, all along I'm building my spirit, but I need that balance. You know, I need to also, you know, let that show how I am a strong Christian and spiritually strong to be showing on the outside as well. Because, you know, of course, when we are strong, when God is in us, it'll show on the outside as well. And I was so happy to partner with Chantel with this, being a life group for more than 2 years now, and already discipling people and meeting friends and just doing whatever I can to help and support them and just be their best friends, to offer my love and support to them. That's something that we can just combine together with Stronger Within. And truly, it's something that not just to build our physical self, right, Chantel? It's not just to work out or become physically fit. It's something way deeper than that. It's a strength that endures, and that is when you have your strength that is rooted in Christ. That's something that will last forever, and that's something that you can take with you into eternity.
Right, and that's what we teach. It's when they come into the class, they want to look like somebody or some other person, and it gives us the opportunity to say, you need to we encourage you to work within, in discipline, in motivation, and work within yourself, work within your heart. Everything else will surface. First, you have to get that peace within you, yeah? And when you start getting that peace and you love yourself, everything else will surface. You're not fighting against the world. You're not fighting against competing against who you want to look like or who you want to be like. You have that peace in yourself because God gives you that peace. God gives you that endurance. He gives you that strength, and everything else surfaces.
Oh, you are both, the Lord is giving you entree into people's lives and to speak words that have a divine strength to realign perspective, priorities, visions, and goals. Wow. Chantel Foster and Tracy Flores, they are partners in the company Stronger Within LLC. In fact, as you're listening to them, when we come back in our last segment, you'll hear more about the heart of the company and the vision that God has given to them. But remember this, strongerwithin.com. That's how you stay in touch with them. Maybe something resonates within your heart right now. I want to connect with them. I want to find out more. StrongerWithin.com. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
She's got more than 16 years of experience in the fields of customer and client relations, public relations, business communications, consulting, as well as industries including travel and tourism, food and beverage, and retail, with God leading her all the way. Tracy Flores continues to help women discover how to overcome the hurts of the past to focus on the possibilities of a bright future in Christ. Tracy Flores is a partner with Chantel Foster in the company Stronger Within LLC. In fact, to find out more about their company, go to strongerwithin.com. Isn't that easy? Strongerwithin.com. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a blessing that you're with us today, and I hope and I believe that God has positioned you at this particular time to hear what these women have to share out of their life, of what God has done and what God can do in our lives. To find out more about our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this podcast for free. This and other resources, again, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Vision. What do you see, Chantel? What do you see, Tracy? What has God placed on your hearts for your company, Stronger Within LLC?
For me, I see, on my heart, I pray that I see fruit of the Spirit, fruit of planting. In the world, everybody's always hoping that their class is huge with a lot of people going into their fitness classes, and it's great, but my heart and Stronger Within is someone who I planted that seed in, where they can have a lifestyle change and a relationship with Jesus. And even though they would come like maybe one or twice in my class and went on to a different path of life, the day that I meet Jesus, I hope he'll have me see, you know, that person who came to your class once or twice, that you planted a seed in her heart and you made me, get to know her, and she got to know me, and we got a relationship together. And that's my heart and Stronger Within, that I'll be able to have fruit of those who seeds I've planted.
Shannon and I realize that you know, someday we're going to be accountable for, you know, what we did with our time, talents, and treasures in our life. And we definitely want to use our time, talents, and treasures to glorify God and to advance His kingdom. And using our specialties or the expertise that we have, which varies between the two of us, we're going to do whatever we can to use those in the marketplace to, of course, be the light and salt of Christ, you know, on the earth, to, you know, build relationships and maintain them. And through relationships really is how we are aiming to do that, to advance His kingdom.
Relationships. Wow. Somehow there's a certain point of equating relationships, true, deep, growing relationships, and fruit. What would you say, Chantel, Tracy, to someone right now who is feeling inadequate? I'm not enough. I haven't done enough, been enough. Maybe they haven't received a whole lot of encouragement from their husband or spouse. Maybe they haven't heard it for years, even coming from a dad or a significant person in their life. What would you say to someone right now?
I would definitely say that it's so important for you to just understand that Jesus loves you for who you are, inside and out. You're beautiful inside and out. You're valued. Don't let anybody ever discourage you or devalue you or say that you're not good enough, because God gives each and everyone a gift. He gives us a passion. He gives us everything that we need in order to fulfill what He wants us to be. So I would encourage you to really, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know God, if you're not a Christian or you don't have a relationship, you know, as me, as before, I couldn't even understand what it was all about. I would sit in my car and I would just say, hey, God, if you're really out there, if you're real, would you be able to really mend my heart and help me to feel valued, help me to feel loved, help me to have strength within, help me to just get that endurance that I need in order to go forward and feeling empowered and valued. Just take a moment of that time instead of listening to the enemy and having him tell you that you're all of this and that. Take a time just alone if you're sitting in your car and say, hey, God, if you're really out there, can I just have that little push of faith and strength? And He is so faithful. Our Stronger Within scripture that we stand on is Deuteronomy 31:9, to be strong and courageous and never be afraid, because God will never forsake you. And I promise that. I promise He'll never do it. We, both Tracy and I, was in the same situation, and we know how it is to be in the deepest, darkest valleys. And I pray that you will just hold on to that cross and just keep on believing.
In Psalm 23, it says, you know, even though we walk through the shadow of the valley of death, we're not walking in Death Valley. We're only in the shadow. And how we get rid of that is just turning on the light and having God and Christ in your life. And we tell our friends all the time, you know, don't listen to that negative voice. You know, that negative voice that's always in your head trying to make you doubt yourself and make you, you know, question things and be negative. Don't even listen to those, because, you know, we were made in God's image, and God is perfect, and that means we are perfect too. And we are so valuable, and Jesus wants to tell you every single day how important you are to Him and how every single detail of your life is so important to Him. He is the one who put all those dreams and destiny and goals in our hearts. He wants us to have all of that. So we need to continue to look to Him for our lives. We don't need to look to other things, because those will always forsake us. Those will leave us. We can never put our complete trust and love in other things. It is God who is the only one who will always be consistent, no matter what, forever, that we could depend on.
I believe that God is a God who hears and answers prayer. And there is a strange but very experiential release that happens when people pray. Chantel, Tracy, please pray for our dear listeners. And they are dear to God, dear to us. We've got 3 minutes. If we can just spend some time in praying for them, please.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for those who's out there listening to your voice, your promise, Father God. And I just thank you for them, how valued they are, how loved, how beautiful they are inside and out. No matter what circumstance they're in, Father God, no matter how deep in the valley they feel, Father, that your hand is upon them in the name of Jesus, Father God. Yes. That you have your hands hugging them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And that they're feeling your touch. They're feeling your supernatural spirit upon them, Father God. And that your, not even your touch and your spirit be upon them, that will change their life, that will change their heart, that will change their whole perspective of how they are feeling, Father God. So I pray, Lord, Father, that your spirit be upon them.
Father, thank you so much for the time that we have spent together, for the opportunities that you continue to present before us, Father. Yes. For those who are feeling inadequate or not valuable, Father, thank you, Father. We lift them up to you, Father. We thank you that you fill their hearts with the fullness of your joy, Father, for through you. That's the only way that we could ever experience that. We thank you, Father, for Jesus Christ, who is the only way that we can even come before your throne, to come boldly before your throne of grace and mercy, Father. And we thank you that when we do pray to you, we pray with complete expectation and full confidence that what we are praying for, we are receiving in Jesus' name. Yes. We thank you so much that you never put situations and opportunities before us that you know that we cannot handle. Yes. We are always already equipped, and we always need to be reminded of our identity in Christ. We thank you so much for the people that you continue to present to us, the opportunities and godly people that are coming before us, Father. We thank you for your hand of favor over us, for realizing the revelation of the Redeemer is the only way, Father, that we can experience true and complete joy in our lives. We thank you so much for this new day that you've created for us to live, and we thank you for the grace that you have over us and your wonderful mercy.
And yes, Lord, we pray these things with gratefulness in our hearts for what you're going to do and what you're already doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Chantel and Tracy, hey, you know what? A shout out to Paul and Tatum, your daughter there, and of course to Mark and your boys, Madden and Maxwell. Tracy, we are so blessed that we've had this time together with you, and I appreciate you sharing as you have from your heart about the great things that God has done and continues to do in your life. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
Hey,
thanks for having us, Danny.
I look forward to hearing in the days to come what God does through your company, Stronger Within LLC, because I just sense that there's a grace on you. There's a favor on you. And there are lives that are going to be transformed through the power of the gospel. Yeah. And the neat thing, as they're transformed within, they'll be transformed from without as well. So may the Lord continue to bless you. I know His grace is upon you. I hope that you, as you've listened today, that you've been encouraged by these inspirational stories, these inspirational thoughts from our guests, Chantel Foster and Tracy Flores. Visit strongerwithin.com. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got something special for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. John 15, verse 7 says, "If you remain in me," Jesus says, "and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests, Chantel Foster and Tracy Flores. Find out more at strongerwithin.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave